With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Russia's top diplomat has used as a nation's United Nations speech to warn nations of Moscow's nuclear strength.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov has accused the West of using Ukraine as a tool to try to defeat Moscow strategically. Then Lavrov mentioned what he called the senselessness and the danger of the very idea of trying to fight to victory with a nuclear power. And he noted Russia's won. Lavrov spoke at the UN General Assembly 3 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin aired a shift in his country's nuclear doctrine. Lavrov's speech was packed with condemnations of what Moscow sees as Western machinations in Ukraine and elsewhere, including the UN itself. I'm Charles Diladasma.
Also at SRNnews.com, a fatal shootout at a gun store near Atlanta.
Police in Smyrna, Georgia, outside Atlanta, say officers were responding to the report of a burglary and gunfire at the Adventure Outdoor store just around midnight. Officials say a suspect fired at two officers. They returned fire, killing the man. Police say it now appears the gunman was acting alone, but they're investigating if anyone else may have been involved. The two officers are expected to survive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Initial reports in North Carolina say several people have been killed today when a single-engine plane crashed in a wooded area at Wright Brothers National Memorial's First Flight Airport. Witnesses say the pilot was attempting to land. Lawyers for Boeing and families of some people who died in two crashes of Boeing jetliners will go face-to-face in court next month. A federal judge in Texas has ordered a hearing over Boeing's agreement to plead guilty to conspiracy in connection with the 737 MAX jetliner. Boeing would admit it misleading regulators who approved the plane. Relatives to some of the 346 people killed in the two crashes say the settlement is a sweetheart deal. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention takes on sexual abuse. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The denomination's executive committee has voted to establish a department whose only purpose will be to prevent and root out abuse in local congregations. Spokesman Jeff York tells Baptist Press, quote, "We have had two task forces that have done difficult and hard work, but it's time to stop talking about what we're going to do and take an initial strategic step of action that puts into place an administrative response to this issue." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican office seekers are in close races are turning their backs on the party's pro-life tradition. In TV spots and personal op-eds and newspapers, those Republicans are trying to distance themselves from a GOP that, for decades, has worked to protect unborn babies. The campaigns for control of the House are as tight as ever, with a few seats expected to determine which party holds the majority in the chamber and whether Congress will become aligned with the White House. This is SRN News. A new leader for Japan's ruling party. Here's Karen Chamas.
Japan's ruling party has picked a former defense minister as leader, setting him up to become prime minister next week. As he was announced leader, Shigeru Ishiba stood up in the audience and bowed amid the applause. The party leadership win is a ticket to the top job because the Liberal Democratic Party's ruling coalition currently controls the parliament. Considered a defence policy expert, Ishiba has proposed an Asian version of the NATO military alliance and a more equal Japan-US security alliance. Ishiba is a supporter of Taiwan's democracy. I'm Karen Chemas.
Closing numbers on Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 137 points to close at 42,313. The S&P was off 7, closing at 5,378. The NASDAQ down 70 to close at 18,119. More details at srnnews.com.